This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings in Jesus' name. This morning's devotion is titled, When I Am Distracted. As a child, I always wondered why horses were made to wear blinders or blinkers. Many racehorse trainers believe that blinkers keep horses focused on what is in front, encouraging them to pay attention to the race rather than to distractions such as crowds. Additionally, driving horses commonly wear blinkers to keep them from being distracted or spooked, especially on crowded city streets. Distraction comes in all forms and from all directions, but the result is the same each time. Distraction takes us off course. It either prevents us from experiencing something God has for us or puts us in the wrong position. Getting back on track from being spiritually distracted isn't difficult, but usually requires us to get intentional with our time and attention. Let us see a few examples of people who faced distractions in the Bible. We read about Samson in Judges chapters 13 to 16. Samson is a man who had a destiny and let his relationship distract him from his purpose. Samson's identity was established in God, and his Nazarite vow was a part of who Samson was. It is important to remember that who we really are. Our identity will always be a point of attack from the enemy. Samson was no different. The key parts of his vow were constantly challenged by Delilah. She continued to distract Samson from his identity and convinced him to give away his secret. Secondly, in Genesis 1-3, in the Garden of Eden, everything was provided for Adam and Eve and everything seemed ideal. The serpent was able to distract Eve when she was isolated. He lied to her and convinced her that what God really said wasn't true. Eve got distracted and made a mistake. Thirdly, in Luke 10, we see Jesus was at the home of Martha and Mary. Verse 40 reads, "But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.'" Jesus was showing Martha that Mary was in her rightful place by sitting at his feet as a disciple. Jesus demonstrated that women's responsibilities were not limited to family, but they also had an opportunity and a responsibility to develop a relationship with God. Apostle Paul in Galatians 5:19-21 reminds us of the distractions that would arise when we become slaves to sinful nature. To name a few: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18, Paul urges believers to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Praying continually may seem pretty daunting, but then, how often do I check my phone? What if I instead let that urge be a prompt to talk to God? More important, what if I learn to exchange a need to always be in the know for continual prayerful rest in Jesus' presence? Through relying on Christ's Spirit, we can learn to overcome distractions and give our Heavenly Father our continual full attention as we make our way through each day in this world. Let us pray. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. Psalm 86, verse 11. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.